This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip announced on Monday the death toll from Israel's ongoing bombardment of the Palestinian enclave had exceeded 10,000 people. The health ministry said the majority of the deaths since the start of the war had been civilians, including 4,000 children. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. has failed so far in trying to convince Israel of the need for humanitarian pauses in the war with Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The appeals came from Secretary of State Antony Blinken during a frantic visit to several Mideast nations.
All of this is a work in progress.
And from President Biden in a call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says the need for a pause in the fighting grows more urgent by the hour.
To stop the inhuman collective suffering and dramatically expand humanitarian aid to Gaza,
where he says no one is safe amid the Israeli onslaught, with Hamas using civilians as human shields. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israelis demonstrated outside the nation's Knesset parliament on Monday, demanding the government focus on bringing back home the 240 people believed held hostage by Palestinian militants inside the Gaza Strip after the October 7th surprise attack. The speaker says, so return them home, not next week and not next month and not next year, return them home now, with the crowd responding, now, now, now. As the initial shock has faded, public anger has grown, with many families of the hostages